points getting through to him. He's sorting out, trying to figure out what, you know, where it all fits and what he does about it.
October, there was no question between the president and the other.
December there was. It was when they were trying to make the case that we were separated. So we were trying to make the case that we were carrying out the president's decisions. Nobody's questioning the motive with him. We're only questioning the comment. I said, why, after even making the point now, that in your 1 hour masterful dissertation on the peace agreement after the announcement of January 23rd, you didn't mention the president at all. Which is sort of an astonishing thing, because day after meetings and so on, that's not true. I said, you're right, it's not true. At the start of it, you said the president last night announced the peace agreement, and I would explain what the same thing was, right? We get into Q&A. We did a couple times in Q&A, but even there, he lobbed you in when they were propping up too. He said the president has indicated that we support the government of South Vietnam. Because he didn't want to say I support the government of South Vietnam, because he knows supporting too is not popular.
Put it right on my back.
I know, sure. I didn't question.
Which is all right. Got my support.
Yeah, except he did put it on your back on the thing of, you know, how hard he hung in on this and that, or those he did in tough negotiation and all that. But,
well,
there is a problem. He's concerned. And he's concerned for the wrong thing. That's what I tried to turn around. I don't think probably it was successful.
Tony, you think we're questioning this question?
Well, yeah. That's the point. We're all on the same side here. We're talking about technique. We're talking about
ethics.
Results. We're talking about how best to fight a war that we're both fighting. Not the question of whose side. Nobody questions if you're on the other side. Nobody questions
you're giving your motive. Be tragic. Of course, you keep me out of it. But I kept you out of it. He raised with me the rest of it. Oh, I arranged all the telephone on that.
I didn't want to deny it. But I tried to turn it around to the point of
sure.
Why you were concerned about it rather than.
Of course, he doesn't know that we know it's not correct.
Yes, Brad, you told him, hey, good
friend.
Hey, he tells him everything.
He won't now.
But I tried to recite what we needed to do. I hit it pretty hard.
If you're both of reading the hour and 45-minute Q&A and the statement, would impeachment honor us to deem a settlement that was honorable in an effort to agree on action? See, the point is, that in itself, in part from what I have said, see, I've been on the night before, it's a little bit of a rhetoric that we have to use.
That's the point I made. I mean, it's not a matter of you going out and saying you're invited to the president or anybody else going out and saying you're not divided. As to be perfectly frank, I don't think the Colson be saying you weren't divided. The Colson did that out there, he's in the night. It couldn't. Not as far as Henry's concerned. It did some good on the other policy, which is what he was in.
What did you put in hot bowl? I didn't read it, I'm sorry.
He kicked the shit out of it. All the President, Pratt, Osborne,
Starts McGovern in how, what way? By
how long they were all saying that never happened and it did. They were saying that the President would pull peace out of Henry's grasp when he steered away.
Did a good job.
All right. So he hit the bad guns quite well. And he had rested on things that the President's knowledge has to be given. All the time, classic with bad timing, since it ran on the day that you stopped the bombing and actually went back to the dogs.
So the bombing didn't work.
But,
that's good.
He had pretty well. I tried to work all this out. I made the points very quickly. And I said, first of all, we've got six problems, basically, that we've got to fix right now. Public relations department. I didn't say you had raised any of this. I've talked to him a lot over the weekend. I said, I've been thinking all weekend about where we stand and what we've got to deal with. Here's what's bothering me now. One,
title that line by saying that the president will kiss your back from peace.
Yeah.
Kissinger opposed the bombings. Kissinger was compromised in his negotiations. And that Kissinger was being forced to conduct three-way negotiations between Hanoi, Saigon, and Nixon. That's one problem. Another problem is the line that the agreement won't work. Another one is, I tried to work these since they weren't all kissing from the agreement. Another, that it wasn't worth the cost. Thank you, I advise for it. Another, that the president didn't do it. Another, the appearance that Kissinger is building himself at the expense of the president. I said, now here, the media are trying to build the Kissinger role and downgrade the president role. And they're doing it, for example, a Shepard analysis of the bombing incident. And the thing that the agreement was done by Kissinger over the president's dead body. That's a line they're trying to draw. He agreed with that. So that's absolutely wrong. So I agree they're going to have to back. And then it's the other thing, which you won't regret, but it is a problem, is the appearance that Kissinger is keeping the foot in both hands. He's trying to straddle cover both sides and say, well, that part's true, because I have. The president has, tried to maintain a line of communication to the left. And all that comes along, as you said before, the thing that was essential until we got to the agreement, but that after we got to the agreement, it was essential when we flew over.
He doesn't believe that now.
I'm not sure. Dennis said, what I think his problem is in the present time, I think it's fair enough for the reason. I think he feels he may have to get back to the left. You know what I mean? I agree with you, but look, they're his soulmates, let's face it. And I agree with him that he wants to keep him. That's why he's always there. He's always lauding Richmond's name. People like that because they're resting, but he's just handing the puzzles.
I think the problem he's got is that he talks to someone, that's a big reward to that person. He's rewarding the wrong people.
So, then I said, it seems to me, Henry, that now from the PRP fund, we have four big goals, four major things you've got to do. One, we've got to establish the president's role in bringing peace. The point there is that the Kissinger negotiations were undoubtedly essential. But without the president's courage, it would have been totally useless. Or how good it would have been. Second, we've got to tie into that, build on the president's role in terms of long-range concept. The immunization, which the president was talking about in the 68 campaign before Mel Laird, who was a defense department. The whole thing to China, which the president wrote about in early 68, before he even met Henry Kissinger.
67.
Or 67, yeah. Right. The Soviet role, which the president
developed about in 67,
about 3 years. So, we've got to tie that. Then, the second goal that we've got is we've got to establish the validity of the tough decisions. And that's, we haven't done that yet. But of November 3rd, Cambodia, of Laos, of May 8th, of December. We've got to make the point that those things were what made it all possible. He agreed completely.
That he wouldn't agree with.
And I said that the simple answer on that, Henry, on the bombing, for instance, is, and the only way to get that across is for Henry Kissinger to say, I recommended the bombing. I supported the bombing. And it was the right thing to do because it succeeded. And until you say that, they're going to keep you divided from the president on the bombing. You're choke. He said, I have to say that, but I couldn't say it before the agreement was signed. I said, that's right, now it's signed. So it's very difficult to say it before I go to Hanoi. Okay, now if you get back to Hanoi, it would be difficult to avoid next time. So I don't know if it would come up. I said, the third objective is we've got to confirm without any question that we do have peace with them. We don't have that long. And the fourth is we've got to destroy the liberal establishment. We've got to do it by killing the critics because they said it wouldn't work.
And because what they would have done was
it did work. And we've got to do it because for the reason of building our equity with the nation.
And also because and killing them on the ground, because they said it wouldn't work, it did work. But also, if we had done what they said,
President Kissinger on it. And this bullshit about terror bombing is not true. We start only military targets with, you know, a certain amount of bombs, but we shouldn't take the bad rap on it. And then the sixth objective, the liberal establishment critics were wrong. The establishment is now badly damaged. Their credibility is tarnished, their performance is in question. They failed to stand in front of the person as they've always been before the wars and stuff. All their predictions failed to come true. The president's peace with honor was achieved despite very little support from within the government, active opposition from the Senate and some in the House, and overwhelming opposition from the opinion leaders in the press, the religious leaders, the education leaders, and a lot of business leaders. And their approach, the liberal establishment approach, would have left the war going on for 50 million people, would have left South Vietnam for a communist takeover, would have destroyed respect for the United States among our allies, would have encouraged our enemies, and would have dismayed the neutrals. That's the effect of it. If we get those points across, and that's pretty simple, then it's worthwhile going on TV. If we can't, then it's a waste of time. Because,
yeah, that's well done.
Because don't worry about defending the agreement.
The whole exercise of Henry's opus here, and it's a damn good job. I understand it's a damn good job. But the whole point of it, and I read it very carefully, is to show that he was a great negotiator. Not one other damn thing in there. You know, it's all it is. We had told him before that that wasn't enough.
Four more minutes.
that record, maybe, may have to sit out. That, I think, is an awful big ball. But, what do you think, right? Not before he goes to an audit, but...
Can't really do it. I would be sent to get our first back, on this kind of thing, because if he gets into it, he could change how his mind goes back. Obviously, you want to use the time call. And it might be in the near term, rather than but I sure would prefer another one.
Oh, I know, Everything. All the kind of announcements that work out as well as we can. But there may come a time when Henry will get out of line.
Being unkind or anything else, we're not
that's what I'm trying to do.
Does he, I think he had a cold heart or a flu, I said that there is, that we can't look, he would, God, I think one call was on it.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the games.
Galax said his reads, Rogers said, you know, he's always had for all of his problems, Galax gave to Roger, or, you know, some, or they, right? And now it wasn't fine, that's what I'm saying. I think he's letting down, right? He's realizing that there's not many of us in the mirror, and it, but on the other hand, Bob, looking at it, affairs and money. He has had any number of opportunities. He has performed splendidly. I guess we should have had no opportunity, whatever, unless I enjoyed it. And frankly, I didn't see most of it. That doesn't understand. That's not. I don't think we've had any good thing with him. I think that he thinks that he thought of the time, he thought of all the that he thinks he wants to make such a good idea, he doesn't realize that I don't believe. But nevertheless, that's what that's on. I think what his problem is more is not motivation, it's not that the fact that